Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Aram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit Series from Heartache to Joy. With us today is, I don't know how many times she's been on the show with us, Jo Fernandez, one of our most respected energy healers and energy workers. She's absolutely amazing. Her body of work is really unlike many, many other healers. I don't find any parallel. She's really amazing in her work. She does a lot of research and brings a lot of understanding and knowledge. At the same time, is an amazing master-level energy worker herself. And today, what she's going to be talking about is something I think you will be surprised to hear about, even if you know a lot. I myself was surprised to learn a few things, so I'm excited for you also to learn a few things from Jo today. We're talking about the miracle hidden organ, the missing link for accelerated healing. What is that? Why does it impact your healing so dramatically? And what has Jo discovered, which a lot of science still has a lot of catching up to do? It's there in bits and pieces. Science is discovering this, but you've got to actually be able to connect the dots to understand the importance of what this organ plays in our lives. It's kind of right. It's been right there, right in front of us, but we have missed a few very important points. So we're going to be talking about all of this. This impacts not only your health, your relationships, so many other things. So let me tell you briefly a little bit about Jo. In her own words, she says, "I'm a doctor of cymatics and bioenergetic medicine and have been involved in healing and research into ancient and new methods for over 20 years. I'm an energy and body worker, constantly creating and developing new tools. Radionics is key to my work as it encompasses everything inside and outside of us, the micro and the macro. In addition to these, I have a background in quantum science. My PhD research was on light researching the luminance of alpacillites, rare earths. More recently, I have added neuro coaching to my repertoire of healing modalities." Now, what are we going to be talking about today? The new cutting-edge discovery for miracles. This will heal and transform all aspects of your health. You guys, this is true. Science is now talking about this hidden organ, which could be the one reason and the only reason why your body is not healing. When this hidden organ isn't working properly, everything in your body could be out of whack, literally. What is this hidden organ that no one is talking about? It's your fascia. Even though medical science knows about the fascia, they do not understand the importance of this hidden organ and how it can miraculously heal the body. Now, for example, today, right before we started the call, I learned that the heart is actually a fascia also. I didn't know that. It's part of the fascia. So your fascia connects everything in your body. That means when it isn't working properly, your entire system is impacted. Pain, anxiety, exhaustion, muscle weakness, headaches, shoulder pain, autoimmune disease, heart disease, skin issues, you name it, and your fascia impacts it. Do you want to have healthy relationships? Your fascia is impacting that too. Want to be at a happy place and at peace? Your fascia is impacting that. You want to boost your mental acuity? Your fascia impacts this. Yes. This is a very, very important organ, and we must learn how to heal and how to optimize its function. So this is what we're going to be talking about today. Jo, welcome, my dear. A very exciting and important topic.
Oh, thank you very much, Iram, and for your wonderful introduction. So delighted to be here. And just want to thank all your audience for being here to hear this. But it is, as you say, it is a very, very important topic, and nobody's presented this in this connection. But it, you know, as as we go through the call, everybody will understand why it's so important and what's possible with this.
Beautiful. I'm sure our listeners are excited too. And let's just jump right in. Let's talk about what, first of all, what is the fascia and how is its relationship to the heart key to health and wellness?
Right, thank you. Yes. Well, everything in the body is connected to everything else via the fascia. See, it's so significant. Anyway, there isn't fascia that's, even bone is fascia that's contracted, but it's still alive. So fascia is basically a complex web coordinating all the systems, both inside and outside, bringing harmony to sustain life. It's an organ of perception. It allows us to sense or know ourselves, our body, and our world in a symphonic detail. Our heart's all about connectivity. There are a large number of neural networks located in the fascia around the heart, which sends large amounts of information and signals to our body and outside, connecting to everyone, especially now as we transcend into one consciousness in this era of the divine feminine. It is nature's intelligence communication network. And I'll just give you a bit about the heart in terms first, and then we'll see how fascia actually, well, the rest of fascia, the heart is the orchestrator, and how this connection is. It's all about connecting and connections. So the heart is the first functional organ to develop and starts to beat and pump. And we'll come to that, this thing about pumping, to beat and pump blood in around 21 to 22 days. I see the significance of this. So basically, when an embryo is made up of only a few cells, each cell can get the nutrients it needs directly from its surroundings. But as more and more cells divide and multiply, it soon becomes impossible for the nutrients to reach all the cells efficiently without help. And this is where the heart comes in. This is the reason for the heart being there. Now, medics refer to the heart's action as pumping. Anthropologist Rudolf Steiner came up with this idea that the heart is not a pump and gave several lectures to medical doctors. Unfortunately, all that fell on deaf ears. Now, to demonstrate how the pump, the heart is not strong enough to hold any hold any sort of pressure, it only weighs about 10 ounces. Mechanically, it would be like lifting approximately 100 pounds 1 mile high, and that's huge. Our hearts are strong, but not strong enough to be a pump. So that's basically on the why the heart is not a pump. Right. So continuing from that, the blood, of course, moves our hearts via the arteries. So it comes in through the arteries and out through the arteries and in through the veins. Now, the blood moves fastest in the large arteries and veins and slowest in the capillaries. And this is very similar to how water moves in rivers. And even the walls of the heart are all part of this. Heart water, the blood is transported. But here's the amazing thing. The blood actually stops moving in the capillaries. It comes to a complete standstill. Yes, you heard that right. It's complete standstill. This is necessary in order to efficiently exchange gases, nutrients, waste products within the extracellular matrix, which is part of the fascial system. And this is key. It's like a flow system that goes continuously. The structured water then creates forces to enable it to oscillate slightly and then begin to flow. And this separation of charge creates energy, inducing a liquid current that flows inside the body, and it allows for direct communication between our internal terrain and the greater ecosystem of the planet. And I'm just going to demonstrate this with sort of a couple of clients. I've got one of my clients, Mike. He suffered angina symptoms at rest. And I've also got Brian, who suffered angina symptoms with activity. And this thing of the exchange, how the blood, you know, flows in a stream, this really demonstrates what's happening with these two clients. So with Mike, he suffered the angina symptoms at rest, and this culminated in a near heart attack.
Wow.
His key issue was congestion in his fascia and vascular system due to trauma at work. His ideas and input were rudely dismissed, causing him to become emotionally stuck and lack motivation. And this was in the heart, the orchestrator of our fascial system. And it ultimately, just like the river, you know, flowing, this ultimately congested his blood flow at the extremities and, you know, prevented him from moving forward. And, of course, affected his life flow. Impeded it. After his session, he gained clarity. He left his job to fulfill his soul's calling and has not looked back.
Wow.
He was able to move forward. You know, he was stuck and needed to forward. And that's like, you know, so imagine a stream. It gets banked up somewhere, and that's what happened. Now, in Brian's case, he suffered from angina symptoms with activity. His symptoms quickly got worse, and several medical interventions, triple bypass, stents, still did not avert the problem as he got more and more dependent on the angina spray. He was a high-flying businessman, and having retired, all he wanted to do was to enjoy life traveling with his wife, who he loved so deeply. Again, an aspect of the heart. Sadly, she's got dementia, and his dreams were shattered. Basically, in his case, he dare not move or go anywhere, and hence the angina on movement. His motivation is very high. It's so high that it's blocking the heart fascia. And here, an urgency to just stay calm and, you know, take life, go smoothly with life. So these two demonstrate clearly, you know, that flow between the heart, that fascial system, rather. And I've got a third, Louise. She came to me with hamstring pain, but then since then I found out that she has spondylosis in the cervical and lumbar regions. She had multiple tooth extractions, and this caused several TIAs, and her jowls also dropped as a result. So my findings with her was a trauma at age 2. And this was at her birthday party when a balloon burst and caused her to have a huge fright, and she went into freeze mode. She's had a phobia of balloons ever since. All her fascia was continuously contracting, causing musculoskeletal problems. She has a heart of gold, so she's connected to her outer environment and does not think twice about reaching to anyone who's in trouble. She's been doing a lot of charity work, obviously. She's getting back to it now, but she had to stop because of her health issues. Again, they're here, her heart was shattered and physically discombobulated and not connected on the inside. And the balloon presents a good analogy for what was happening. And that is literally her heart burst and disconnected communication from the inside to the outside. So the inside stayed intact, locked up, while she was doing everything on the outside, you know, pouring her heart out, so to speak. Bringing the pieces of her heart together allowed her to return to her youth. She was over the moon with her facelift, which was a byproduct, restoring her internal and external communication. I mean, she was really thrilled. She didn't expect anything like that.
I can imagine. I can totally imagine. For a person like this, of course, not to be connected to her heart, that's where her, you know, her source of power was. So this is amazing stories, Joe. Thank you for sharing these case studies because, I mean, it seems like they would not be connected because the root cause is so different. But then at the end, they're all connected. It's so cool.
They're all connected, yes. Fascinating fascia. But there's also something else in Louise's case. I mean, it was all about her self-empowerment, but she was doing everything outside. And we are now in the era of self-empowerment, and it's about us stepping in and, you know, taking that power back, stepping into our sovereignty.
It really, truly is. And I think pretty soon the world is going to be, it's not going to be just limited to a few people like us, you know, talking about how your emotions and trauma and all of those things impact your health. People are going to realize
this is the health,
you
know, the future health.
It is all connected. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and our docuseries, by the way, on this very topic about understanding energy healing is releasing at the end of this month. We'll make those announcements as well. So it's
wonderful.
All in.
That's amazing what you're doing, Iran.
Thank you. And it's absolutely amazing what you are doing. And that's why we're doing all this, to bring this work forward, to bring this information forward. People really must
absolutely
understand. I was talking to someone else yesterday how science is really now, the research is going leaps and bounds and bridging this gap, understanding how, you know, the biophotons, for example, how important they are. And that's, your intention changes the biophotons. So it's just incredible
that's in the chromosome. That's in our DNA.
Exactly. So I want to move on. It's a fascinating topic, and you have already done so much work in this. You also found that fascia is linked to cancer, and why this is so important in healing not only cancer, but actually other autoimmune conditions. So let's talk about that a little bit, please. And I know you have a couple of case studies in this as well.
Yes, I mean, this is, and of course, this is the science, backed by science now as well, what's actually happening. But obviously, unfortunately, fascia is still very much on the alternative side rather than mainstream. However, there's a lot of research going on in the alternatives, which is wonderful. And basically, the key link here is they found that the denser the fascia, it develops metastasis and leads to autoimmune disorders. And that's the key factor. And of course, why does the fascia get dense? It's any sort of trauma, anything that's affecting that chemical, whatever it is. But, you know, emotions, fear is a big one for to make the fascia dense. So I'm going to talk about one of my clients, Diana. She had breast cancer in both breasts. And this I found that was very much related to her mother not being able to protect and nourish her. Her body was very contracted with deep unresolved fear. And in terms of being worthless, I mean, I think in terms of all my clients, I think she sort of really showed the worthlessness, which is really sad. But, I mean, that's changed now. So her mental issues stem from her childhood and even before, as her mother didn't want her and tried to induce an abortion. This led to a history of eating disorders, which has improved a lot since we've been working together. But I did the process with her, and in a past life journey, she's very descriptive, so I've used a lot of her terminology here. She saw herself in Germany in an army camp as an 18-month-old, and she was covering in a corner. She experienced a great big presence just looming, huge, almost as this had its arms out with some sort of wings. She felt this person was her mother in this life. She wasn't going to hit her or anything. It was just like a big malevolent presence looming. She was curled up, terrified in the corner. Tears were streaming as the image was clear, yet nebulous. it felt frightening and quite shocking at the same time. In this life, she knows her mother is not all, as she described, is soft and fluffy, but she has huge problems with her as well. Reconnecting to her body has been a very moving experience for me, to see her transform during the process of healing. Healing from the cancer and other challenges. I mean, she's completely cancer-free once she got to this point. And while they were doing, they did the operation and everything, they found that the cells didn't have any cancer. And as she says, I'm finally becoming the person that I would like to be and meant to be. So this is, you know, fascia, how these, it changes with how we feel about ourselves, the crippling fear and, you know, that feeling of feeling worthless.
Wow. That is really, oh my goodness, there's so much that can be done here and so much help that people can get, because this is life debilitating conditions. Yeah. Yes, it's huge, absolutely huge. I know this is probably great news for people suffering from these conditions. Please send your questions in webcast. And remember, if you need to have a one-on-one, please call in. You have to be on the phone line and then press star 2. We are going to start working. We're going to do mini scans in just a few minutes. So this is your chance to really get some long-awaited answers. This is great news for so many people. You don't have to continue to live with these conditions. So I want to move on and ask another very important question. The link between the brain, the nervous system, and fascia, why this is also so crucial to the flow of our existence. Let's talk about that a little bit, Joe. What have you found in your research and in working with people?
This link is the key, because a lot of work has been done and people have been experiencing work on their brain and nervous system. But of course, the fascia is sort of that missing link to bring one into perfect, you know, a proper alignment. So our nervous system, our nervous system and the brain, they're one. So that's one system, and the other system, of course, the fascial system. So I'm going to talk about the nervous system. So it's an extremely important part of what it means to being human. It governs much of our moment-to-moment experience of our body and life. From birth to the age 25, our brain's job was to observe the world and our responses to it all, in order to create meaning, and that's what it does, creates meaning out of every experience. Now, it's interesting, compassion kicks in at the age of 25 or thereabouts. Before that, there are youngsters who are compassionate, but the true compassion sort of kicks in at age 25, which is when, you know, sort of, compassion is to do with the heart. So that's the heart brain. So this way our brain can predict as much of life as possible in order to automate as many thoughts, feelings, and behaviors as possible, which helps us survive. Its main focus is on anything that felt threatening. Our brain cannot assign meaning to anything without assessing us. The stories we tell, the beliefs we acquire, the way we react in our mind and body during every life experience, the pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. These ultimately determine our behaviors. Our brain then automates these for us in every aspect of our life, every aspect of our lives. These processes mostly happen below the level of our awareness. We are hypnotized under its influence. We don't see things as we are. We have no freedom. We cling on to these meanings. Our brain is always hard at work to make meaning of everything. And until we break free of its hold on our psyche, we are so easily manipulated by fear and all the other emotions. So this the aspects of the or the focus of the brain and nervous system, which are one unit, is the instinct to survive. And now we're going to talk about the fascial system. The fascial system of our body has virtually omnipotent power to exert its own intelligent influence on us, completely outside the control of the nervous system. It has also its own supply of nerve receptors, many of which communicate solely within it instead of reporting to the brain. And research has shown that this system has its own memory bank separate from the brain and possesses the ability to direct certain actions within the body independent of the brain. And of course, we know that with the heart. You know, the electromagnetic signals from the heart are 1,000 times more powerful than the brain. So it's about how quickly information gets out. Even the field around the heart stretches out to 8 to 10 feet. And so it also has the fluid conduit, and this is the fascial system. It's a fluid, huge fluid conduit, which is the extracellular matrix, and that's why water is so important. So it has that fluid conduit for every nerve impulse between the brain and the body and has its own neural pathways. So it's governing everything. It is in constant communication with your greater environment, sending and receiving messages about everything that facilitates subconscious communication with other humans. It has been encoding and decoding all of the different incoming and outgoing messages from conception, and actually preconception, to correct that. That's how amazing this is. So its focus is the instinct to freedom. So our instinct for freedom, and this is where the issue is, our instinct for freedom is in direct competition with our instinct to survive. These two competing forces have shaped our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors from childhood to now, which is why we need to work on both systems. Sorry, Ram, you were going to say something?
I was just...
You're breaking up.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
No? Okay, good. Thank you. My question is, so in the past, when you were working with different clients, how has your, now that you know you're equipped with this knowledge about working with the fascia, how have your healing techniques shifted, or have they? Were you already doing immensely.
I've never worked on anything like this, and this is huge.
Mm.
Even though it's still in its infancy, you know, there's so much to this.
Interesting. So I have a couple of questions. Chandra wants to know, can it be used to reverse diabetes?
Sorry, can she? You're cutting.
Can this be used to reverse diabetes?
Yes, I mean the fascial system is highly compromised in somebody with a diabetes, and this is the clue to. I mean, this is a system to work with to reverse diabetes. I've had clients reverse it, and.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I'll be going back to the ones who have still been struggling, you know, to change that.
So I guess we rephrase my earlier question in a different way. So let's say I come to you with presenting with these symptoms, let's say early onset of diabetes. In the past, let's say my issue is connected to some emotional trauma I had in the past, okay? So you're working on emotional trauma, and that's what you would have done in the past.
Yes, but I've got more tools even working on this emotional trauma, because this is where sort of science has really advanced. It's in the area of neuroplasticity, and mm-hmm. we're able to do much more now, bringing all those tools into this area. You know, it's literally wiring the nervous system, removing the traumas, and you know, getting the body to be involved. And this is a lot of this we'll be covering in group call one, those, you know, and also the one-to-ones.
Very interesting. Really cool. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move on to our callers.
Got, I've just got a client that I want to, this thing of how, in her case, you know, how the heart is bringing the brain into harmony. It's very short. If you're okay with that, I'll just present that.
Please, go ahead.
Okay. Charlotte came to me with nerve pain in her neck. And what happened was her neck was so constricted, and this is what I'm finding at the moment with most 95% of my clients. They have constricted fascia in the neck, and which in many cases also affecting their shoulders. So basically the neck is a passage for action, fulfillment, and relation, a call from our heart to step into our sovereignty. And this is where the brain basically is taking, you know, sort of working with the heart is working with the brain to bring harmony, and this is what it's all about. Now, when she worked clear the neck issues, and what happened is she had blurry vision, which she didn't tell me about, but it was really noticeable when reading and doing clothes work. And that completely changed. She's got mainly, you know, she's got her eyesight back. So this constriction in the neck was totally related to her eyes. She was really pleased about that, obviously. And the brain, with the eyes, the brain and the nervous system are holding on to childhood trauma. And of course, eyes, as most people know, are an extension of the brain. Literally, the brain forms, and then the eyes are just pulled out. So this, in this case, you know, this was another good outcome showing you that, you know, working with the fascia and working on that, the brain comes into harmony so that it opens up that communication between the two.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. All right. So let's... All right, so we have about 20 callers. Could you please pick a number between 1 and 20?
16.
Okay, that is area code 919. You are unmuted now. 919.
Hello.
Hi, hello. Who's this?
It's Rosalind.
I'm sorry, hello. What's your name, dear?
Rosalind.
Rosalind. Right. Hello, Rosalind.
Okay, yes. Hi.
Right.
I had pneumonia like twice, and then I've been trying to get pregnant for like 20-something years now. And I don't know what's going on with my body, and I'm like losing a lot of hair. So I don't know what's... I'm not sure.
Right, okay. So, I mean, that is definitely a fascia problem. But of course, again, fascia, and of course, need to look at your hormones as well. But there'll definitely be something locked in deeply, which we'll need to unroot. I mean, you're quite fragmented, what I'm finding out. So we need to bring your fragments back as the first thing. And so this is, the fascia is all about what your soul desires, but somehow you're fragmented and parts of your soul have left you. So that we bring that back. I'm just going to work on that quickly and bring those fragments back.
Okay.
Okay, Roslyn, how does that feel?
I feel okay.
Yeah, did you feel the expansion in your heart, how that opened up?
Just
around your heart, that was...
beating.
Sorry?
I'm just still kind of like shocked because I got on call and I'm...
All right, okay, so...
I'm a little bit of a shock right now.
So let's clear that. Okay. Right, we can assimilate that. Okay, how does that feel now? I've removed that.
I'm not sure.
That's okay.
Yeah, some people feel it more than others, but
yeah.
I pick up, you know, that how the your heart's really area really expanded when I was working on you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dear, thank you so much, and
okay.
Best of
You're
luck.
Welcome.
Keep us posted.
Thanks.
Lots of love.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right, let's move on. Pick another number, please. Joe?
7.
All right, number 7 is area code 216. 216, you are unmuted now.
Thank you. Hi, both
Welcome.
Of you.
Hi.
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 Hi, my name is Sarah Lee Cox. I have a seemingly intractable sinusitis asthma issue, which is ruining my life, running my life for about 13 years now.
Oh,
and it feels like the sinus, the asthma thing is coming from the sinuses. I'm up 6 or 7 times a night needing to use my inhaler, and I'm at my wit's end.
All right, okay. So, yes, I'm finding your fascia is quite contracted around your neck.
Okay.
Of course, if that is affecting your head and the sinuses in your head, the sinus channels. So let's clear that.
Okay.
Let's balance your fascia.
Okay.
Okay, so just doing that now. Right, Sarah, how does that feel?
I honestly don't feel any change. Maybe it takes a while. I mean, I don't feel any change in the sinus pressure particularly, but it
I mean, that,
may
that,
take,
that could take yeah. time. You'll probably feel the effects in a short while.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm not feeling any different now, but I am very grateful you just did whatever you did.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very grateful. So
you are welcome to.
Later on, I just wanted to say later on it could start releasing or feeling.
Yes,
less.
And let us know. Let Iram's team know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let us know, please. And I, you know, it's funny. Right before the call started, you remember, Joe, I was sniffling nonstop and sneezing because,
yes,
of course, I'm in Dallas and it's allergy season, and I was sniffling nonstop. And so Joe quickly worked on me, and as you guys can see, it's gone. It may take a few minutes, but I think it went away when the call started, and I have not had to sniffle or sneeze or blow my nose since then.
Yes,
but
you
it
sound
was,
a lot different
was,
now.
I do. And, you know, it's funny because I had thought that once the call started, I would quickly go and take my allergy medicine. I don't like to take it because it typically puts me to sleep. But it was so bad that I could not stop sneezing. So I thought, okay, well, halfway through the call, I'll go and take it. By the time the call is done, then I will get sleepy. But I don't need to take it. Thank you.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. So it may take a little bit of time, but it'll work. It'll happen, trust me.
It will happen.
All right,
yeah.
So let's pick another number, please.
Let's go for two.
Number two. So we're doing the mini scans and mini healings once these are done. After we talk about the offer, then those people that are left, you will be able to ask your question from Joe, like, you know, this is my condition. Is this package going to help me? But we won't be doing mini healings then. All right, so number two is 604 area code. You're already unmuted. 604.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Iram and Joe. It's
Hi.
Nina.
Thanks
for taking my call. Joe, I've had terrible pains on my right arm and my thumbs. They're really sore, and it goes to my neck as well. So I'm not sure what this is, but it started about a year ago.
Right, okay. Let's see what comes up. I'm picking it up. It's from your neck that's radiating down.
Okay.
Yes, I'm also getting a disconnection to the divine. And obviously that's, well, doesn't know at what point disconnected, but it's probably the prolonged trying to, you know, deal with it. That could be it, but that's connected with it. But I'm just going to reconnect you.
Okay.
And we can do this little exercise. So give your relationship to your monad, which is your higher self, a geometric shape and color. And we're going to harmonize your relationship with your monad. Okay, now reduce that to a dot and beam three colors onto that dot, a silvery white, a golden, and a rose pink. And then just take a deep breath in and let it all out. You should feel a shift with this. And we'll move on to balancing the fascia in your neck and arm. Okay, how does that feel? Just clearing that energy.
Yeah, I feel a little bit of a heat and pressure on my neck on the right-hand side.
All right, good. That's showing changes happening, right? So I'm just working on that now.
Lovely, I will. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello?
All right.
Oh, she's gone right away.
I think she thought you,
I was going to continue, but I can still do that. It's fine.
All right. Can I unmute another caller?
Sure, please do.
Okay. So I'm going to unmute this person because they're calling internationally. So 46 is the country code, and then I see the number 736. You are unmuted.
Hello.
Now.
Hello, Joe. It's Janet from Stockholm.
Hello, Janet.
Hi.
Are you? What can we do for you?
I just wonder how is my fascia been disconnected. I suffer from skin cancer, some damaged skin that keep coming back all the time. So I wonder if one of your package could help me.
Yeah, sure. I would recommend package B. Then you get to do the one-on-one, and we can go really go deep and finding out what the root cause is.
Okay. I actually already bought the package B, so...
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
I wonder if you could see how bad is my fascia disconnected.
Yes, okay.
I'll
just check that. Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's 7, which is pretty high.
Okay.
And there is childhood trauma as well there.
Yeah.
Something that's from age 2.
Okay. Nothing that I remember of. But
no, it's difficult. The thing is also in terms of traumas and all, even something that an adult will see as of no significance, you know, it could is major for a child. So I'm just going to clear that trauma.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, Janet, that's done.
Oh, thank you so much. I felt really in my throat. It was feeling like you were working on my throat.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
It's, well, that's interesting because, I mean, there is an aspect of your throat there that needs to deal with. But I've just worked on what came up, which is mainly, the lymph system under your skin. I mean, then that's full of fascia. That's part of fascia as well.
Yeah.
I worked on that, and also in your gut area.
Oh yeah, I have problems with my digestion. So, but I bought the package. How much should I listen to each MP3? Is it every day or is it?
I would rotate them. I would start with the self love.
The self love. Okay.
Yeah. Like, and then also work with the microbiome, the divine microbiome, or cosmic diet microbiome. That's really going to help you. And then just fit in the others, the hydration, etc. Sometime, you know, if you could do even one a day, that'll help you tremendously.
Okay, I will work until we have the one-on-one then. Thank you so much, Jo.
It's my pleasure. I look forward to having you on board.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much. And thank you, Aram. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome, dear. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So glad you got the help you needed. You're so welcome. I have a couple of questions I want to address, and then we'll talk about the offer, because we didn't even get a chance to talk about TMJ and the joints. Somebody's wanting to know if this can help the knees, because they have terrible knees but they can't get surgery.
Oh, absolutely.
Could you address how
that's
the fascia,
fascia
and the joint?
Fascia.
Yeah, exactly. How about, all right, so let's go ahead and talk about the offer, and then we will take questions from callers and from, if you want to send your question in the webcast. So the offer is at orderjoy2020.com/Joe22. Joe is spelled J-O and then the number 22. So again, it's orderjoy2020.com/Joe22, or just click on the link. And it'll bring you to this page talking about the miracle hidden organ, the missing link for accelerated healing. And I'm going to invite you, Joe, to talk about what is included in these two packages, please. And I want to remind people, yes, forgot to mention it, that for a very limited time, you have the opportunity in package B to buy one session and get another one free. This is a great offer. Reflection on Joe's generosity that she wants to give out as much help as possible. You can actually get one session for free. It's also going to be 45 minutes. And I believe that you can gift that to a loved one, right, Joe? If
yes,
they don't want to use it themselves.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
So you can use it for yourself or you can gift it to a loved one. That is for a limited time only, of course, because Joe can only do so many. That's in package B. Okay, so please go ahead. Let's talk about package A first, and then we'll talk about package B.
Yes. So package A is I put them down as bonus MP3s, because a lot of these MP3s are essential for bringing sort of the fascial system into balance. So the first one is cosmic hydration. And fascia is all about hydration. And there's a researcher, Gerald Pollack, and he's also written a book, The Fourth Phase of Water. He shows that planar shifts of water create a charge separation, which leads to the formation of structured water from bulk water. Now, this water is like a gel. It's not so, that's why he's named it, you know, the fourth phase. And this makes total sense when, as I described earlier on, how, you know, the blood exchange takes place between the fascia, the ECM, or the extracellular matrix. And blood, of course, has got a thick consistency as well, and that's why the exchange happens very smoothly. So, and basically, he states that by molecular count, we are 99% water, which is huge when you have see the implications of this. Water extracellular matrix just transmits nerve impulses. So this MP3 will enable you to metabolize and utilize water effectively as it moves into the different phases or different states in the body, constantly changing the soma, which is that bliss aspect, allowing that to flow through. You should feel relaxed and have mental clarity. Then we move on to relinquish fear. It's an absolute must-have audio. And this will shift your energies from any area where programs of fear have been locked into your bodies and mind, and of course all the distorted points of view brought in from lifetimes, childhood fears, freaking out, fears brought from other parents, teachers, authorities, fight flight issues, fears of course from our current state in the world, and that's huge. And so this will allow you to take action to shift your life. So it's really a life changer. Next we have bliss. Bliss allows us to be just be in that divine energy. It's about soma. So as the vibrations are speeding up to higher frequencies, you're being pushed out of this 3D vibration. And we are really clearing, and you'll find that this big spurts of light coming in, which is even pushing us even more. So this elixir, Soma Bliss, is produced in the gut, flows through fascia, lymph, interstitium, and gallbladder, and all the fascial channels. Next is self-love. So this is really with our cosmic heart, which is very important at this moment, which is what we're moving into. This MP3 will help you to get into a state of pure joy, and this is about your sovereignty, and it is now time to reclaim your power. So more you love yourself, and it's getting back into that self-empowerment, that we come back to ourselves. Cosmic microbiome. Just as we are evolving, so everything else is, the earth, animals, and also our microbiome. So this MP3 will help you integrate the new cosmic microbiome in your system, allowing you to transcend your new humanness with ease and joy. So, of course, microbiome, all the systems in the body evolve with our microbiome. So it's so necessary. Right, and we've got the Magic Bullet, which is limited time thing offer. This was a big hit when I presented this. It brings your entire immune system into harmony and resonance. It cleanses and renews lymphatic system, including lymph, organs, nodes, fascia, and all interstitial tissue, the extracellular matrix, liver, and skin. Some of the benefits you will experience here include reduction and disappearance of inflammation and swelling, and remineralizing your body to optimal levels. But again, one person I know who used it, and all her symptoms, serious symptoms, went away. She used it religiously for several days. Right, so those are the MP3s, and you get three group calls. The first group call is all about the brain and the nervous system. So we're going to do lots of exercises to reset or rewire your brain and nervous system. And this is all based from the current, what's come out from the new science, neuroplasticity. So it's really up-to-date material. And the group call two is all about the fascia. So it's that higher connection, so in group call, it's all we've balanced the nervous system and brain, and then we go higher and really get to the core of everything. And here again, there'll be lots of processes and healing at this level. And then I've got 21 days of the fascia activations, it's the divine fascia. So throughout the 21-day period, you will receive energetic activations. And one of the key things with this, with the fascia, it's the hyaluronic acid. But it's bringing harmony to the whole of your fascial system, the extracellular matrix, where our body makes the hyaluronic acid, but various factors prevent us from making that. So these activants will activate that. So you can produce that easy water, or the fourth phase water, as it's called, to restore balance and harmony. And what happens is when hyaluronic acid is deficient, you know, our fascia dries out and we get out of balance and we age. This is, of course, many of you know, it's used in the beauty industry and promoted for radiant and youthful looking skin. Well, it comes from a bottle, so if it works for you, use it. But the only way to do it is to actually get your fascia working. The frequencies will be broadcast every day, are made up of different commutations to address all elements. And also you'll find a lot of emotions will be released. And these really emotions from our 3D world that are still coming up. And at the moment, we're receiving a lot of light. And, of course, all these shadow aspects of us are being exposed and they've got to be addressed. So these activations will really help there. And bring you into a place of calm, you know, and peace. And, of course, then your body comes into alignment and fascia is all about aligning. And overall, you'll have a sense of returning to a space of presence and your heart to open up to receive, or opening up to abundance in every way. At the end of the 21 days, you'll receive the MPs, all the MPs of the activations, so you can enjoy the benefits over and over again, as long as you do them for periods of 21 days. And so you've got this for life. You know, it's this in itself is really of great value. And and then we've got the third group call, which is questions and answers, and also mini healings, scans. So, and we do a lot more than what was possible on this platform. And but, you know, the collective healings and all that, those really make a hell of a difference. Okay, so that's Package A, and I'm going to move on to Package B. So Package A is everything. Package B is everything in Package A, plus your one-to-ones with me. And we've got the offer of one plus get another one for free. So, but it's I'll scan you and see what exactly, what your story is, what's happening with you, why you're getting the symptoms. And I've got lots of tools that will help. And, of course, a lot of these tools you will receive. I mean, you'll use them again from time, you know, forever, basically, to in all sorts of situations. So that's, I think I've covered everything. That's basically it. Right, okay.
Thank you, Joe.
You're
and
welcome.
Again, a reminder that right now Package B has a limited time offer that you will get one session for free when you buy Package B, so you're getting two sessions. You can gift one to a loved one or use both for yourself. And there is also, just want to remind everybody, let me get to that. Let me pull that up. Package A has the bonus, which is the Magic Bullet Immune Reset MP3. So this brings your entire immune system into harmony and resonance with this powerful healing MP3. It cleanses and renews the lymphatic system, including lymph organs, nodes, fascia, and all interstitial tissues, extracellular matrix, liver, and skin. Some of the benefits you will experience include reduction or disappearance of inflammation and swelling, and remineralizing your body to optimal levels. So it's an awesome MP3 that you are getting as a bonus. Comes with both Package A and B. So a really awesome offer, OrderJoy2020.com/Joe22, J-O-22. So this is our offer today, and I see many people have jumped in. Congratulations, taking advantage of the buy one, get one session offer for free. We have only a limited number in these, so please make sure you take advantage of this while we still have these available. All right, so a couple of questions. First, this is a couple of your fans listening have posted their testimonials. Veronica wanted to go live, but I don't have your phone number. I'm sorry. So she wrote in, "Hi, Iram and Joe. I would like to give a testimonial regarding working with Joe. She has helped my mother and I so much, and I'm so grateful. She has been kind, loving, generous, and has helped me heal in different areas of my life and has given me tools to help me deal with stressful and painful situations that have happened in my life. She also helped my mother heal her thyroid. Her doctor said he was concerned because it could be cancerous. And after Joe worked with her, the results came back normal. Yay.
Yeah.
And she has also helped me get rid of cystic and painful boils. It was so hard to walk before that. So that is, I'm so glad, Veronica. I'm so happy to hear about your success with Joe. I know there are many, many others in FHT from our community that have had great results with Joe. She's been a very popular healer and speaker on this platform for many years now. One of the people that I contact first when I or my daughters have an issue, she has always been there to support us, really. And I agree, very generous, very loving, very sincere, very authentic in her work. Arietta from Athens, she wrote in, she said, "Wow, this is such a beautiful call. Thank you both. When I asked the universe to bring on my way the right healer, Joe appeared in just a few days. The big issue was fascia. Yes, working with Joe is truly a joy and a great blessing as well. I'm so deeply grateful to her. Thank you, Iram, for your work and support you provide to all of us. Love and blessings, and to you as well, Arietta. Best of luck, my dear." Now to the questions. Diana wants to know, "Hi, Joe, can this package help heal IBS, chronic constipation with bloating?"
Yes. Again, that's a fascial issue as well. Just remember, fascia is everywhere, and it is complications in the fascia that causes this condition. I have had quite a number of people with this condition, you know, reverse their symptoms and we're still coming back to, you know, health.
Yeah. Okay, another question. This is an interesting one from Kelly. She said, "Hi there. All of a sudden, I have been diagnosed with these many issues, staghorn kidney stones, hyperparathyroidism, osteoporosis, fatty liver, diverticula, breast cysts, and calcifications. Hair is thinning, taking high blood pressure and depression medicine, and I just turned 61. I've been relatively healthy most of my life, and now all of a sudden, this. Is this due to my fascia?"
Most definitely, yes. The staghorn is basically calcification in the fascia. But again, why does that happen? You know, it gets dense, it thickens up. Well, it's not just calcium, but other minerals as well that are part of it. But it is a problem of the fascia. And, of course, that theme is running with the osteo, everything. There's one cause for everything, so it's just sort of a cascading effect. One starts and then something else. And as I say, it's all, everything started, you know, and lots of other issues started coming in.
So would you recommend
because she's got so many issues, maybe get package B. She gets two sessions anyway in that, right?
I would, yes, I would.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And I have lowered all hands. Now, please raise your hand by pressing star 2 if you want to ask Joe whether her package A or B would help. We are not doing any healings anymore, so please know that. I've noticed in the past people ignore that message and they still want a scan with a healing, which we will not be able to do because a lot of people get left behind that just simply want to have an advice regarding the package. So please raise your hand now by pressing star 2 if you would like to ask Joe a question regarding her package, either one. All right, so we have 717 area code. You are unmuted now.
Hello, Aaron. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
This is Diane.
Hi,
Hello, Diane.
Hi, Joe. I wanted to know which package would work for me. And I guess also the question is, do you have to use, like, these MP3s or whatever all the time, or is it like once and done or a couple times? I mean, or like, is this permanent? Like, how permanent would this be? Like, does it go back if the fascia is all, like, constricted and it gets, you know, released?
Yeah,
does it
really
go back into
question.
Its restricted shape?
Yeah. The,
okay.
The MP3s are there to support you. But you don't have to use them all the time. I mean, you can play one, you know, for a few days and then have a break, or choose to play one a day, or you can even play one for a week. It all depends on how you feel when you're listening to them. But again, this is the other thing. All my MP3s, you don't have to actively listen to them. You can play them in the background while you're doing something else, and they'll work just as well.
Okay. Okay. And so which package would you suggest for me?
Can you tell me what your condition is? What symptoms are you?
I get gripping stress. My digestive system has been out of whack for at least 20 years.
In that case, I'll recommend package B.
Okay.
It'll really get to the root of your problems.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. And all right, so next person in line is area code 480. You are unmuted now.
Hi. Hi, Aaron. Hi, Joe. This is Pamela. I have your package B. I bought your package B. My question is, is it possible? I know that I have the two sessions. Is it possible to buy additional sessions right now with the package, or does that have to just be done later? I was thinking about getting extra sessions because you said you could give one to a family member and so forth.
Yes, certainly. You can do that. I'll see how you get on. Or you can use...
Just email
one
customer support. We'll help you.
Okay. Family member, use the other one.
Okay. And then if you gift it to a family member, does it have to be somebody who... do they have to actually participate in the session, or can you act as a proxy for them? Do you need their permission?
You can act as a proxy
stuff?
For them.
And do you need their permission?
Yes, usually you get that permission, you know, from their higher self.
Oh, okay. So you're able to just check with their higher self and then and know. Okay, perfect, perfect. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, I actually have one other quick question. Do you recommend waiting till after the group calls to have a session, or do you recommend having one before the group calls and then one afterwards?
Or does it matter?
It really doesn't matter. You can choose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Great question. Thank you, dear. All right, so it looks like Veronica really wants to talk, so I'm going to put you on, Veronica, 623 area code, you're on.
Hi, Aram. Hi,
hello,
Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica.
Hello.
Thank you for
how
your...
How are you, dear?
I'm so excited to hear you today.
The email.
I'm so happy that you were able to call on me, Aram. I'm just calling to say I just really wanted to just say how, like, grateful I am for Joe and, like, how she's been a blessing to my mother and I. We've been going through some rough situations here at home, and she's helped me. I mean, I was just, like, I was in trauma, like, well, even having, like, these arguments with my brother. And Joe helped me, like, mm-hmm. gain my power back and just be able to deal with all these situations because I just wanted to climb under a rock and just, like, hide and not be seen mm-hmm. and, like, just let... He was just, like, taking, and his wife, like, my power away, and Joe helped me so I could regain my power and, like, step up and be able to speak to them and be able and have those tools for me to be, like, for empowerment. So I'm so grateful for that and for, like, the healing that she's done on me and my mom. And I love you, Joe.
I love you, too. Thank you, Veronica.
And
sweet.
I would want, like,
thank
everybody
you.
That's listening today, I would like for everybody that's listening today that, you know, if you're in doubt, just go with it. Go with it because I did it, and I'm just so grateful that I did and that I went with it, and she's one of the best, really. Thank you so much.
She truly is.
Thank you,
she
Veronica.
Is. Thank you, Veronica. Lots of love and best of luck to
thank
you.
Thank you.
Take
lots
care.
Of love. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful sharing. And I concur. Joe is absolutely one of the best. Like I said, one of my go-to people when I have a need for healing or my daughters. She's one of the first people that I message, and she's always very kind and generous. So thank you for that, Veronica. And there's another question I want to address from Anu that will the group sessions replay recording be available, and I think the answer is yes, correct, Joe?
Yes,
the recordings will
definitely.
Be available if they can't attend live, yeah. So if you can't attend the group sessions live, the recording will be available, and the healings and clearings work just as well on the
absolutely.
On the recordings also,
yes.
Yeah. So with that, I think we don't have any more questions. If we have more, we can open up a... Facebook thread so you guys can post your questions there. But I want to thank you, Joe, for such an amazing call today. I know this is going to be a game changer for so many people, and what important work you are doing, especially at this time, you know, when the world is going through all kinds of chaos. It's so, so important to remember the fundamentals, which is, you know, when we heal, and this is healing that is not just physical healing, it's emotional and spiritual healing as well. This is where our power lies. That we are reminded that the world could be in chaos, but if we are fundamentally strong, we can withstand anything and everything. We were not made to be these you know, extremely vulnerable and weak beings.
Absolutely.
That basically
yeah.
their lives get turned upside down because the world is in chaos. No, that's not how we were created, and that's not why we were created. We are divine beings that are way more powerful than we have been led to believe. So it's time to take that power back, make that fundamental, our basis, our foundation strong. This is what the world is reminding us, and it's going to continue to remind us. The universe is reminding us, nudging us to remember that this is not who we are, and we are much, much stronger. So let's get that foundation strong again. Let's take our power back. And Joe, people like Joe are here to help us do exactly that. So let's do that. And Joe, again, thank you so much for an amazing call today. And
thank you very much, Iram, for making it possible.
Of course, it's always a pleasure. It's just such an honor to share this space with you, to bring this healing to the world. And thank you to all our wonderful listeners, because you guys are what FHTJ is. You guys make this platform what it is. So I thank you deeply, deeply grateful for your participation. and everything that you guys are doing. Remember, when you heal, we all heal. We are all connected. Nothing is disconnected. So as we heal, we help others heal as well. So thank you for doing your part.
Absolutely, yeah.
Lots and lots of love to all of you guys. Take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.